How does it make you feel to know that regardless of how many sins you've committed in your past, He's put them as far as the east is and the west, and you're just as if you had never sinned? When you stand before the king, he looks at his little daughter and says, oh, there you are, beautiful and perfect and clean and white. There's not a sin there. So I'm going to let you come in. Isn't that good news? But he did that for all of us. Now then, let's go to Romans 1:17. This is located in the New Covenant. I want you to see these things. Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Very few Christians do that. It took me most of a lifetime to learn how to do that. And then we go to Galatians 3:11. Galatians 3:11. Let's look at this. Galatians 3:11. For that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Too many people in the church are trying to live by sight. They're not walking by faith. How do I know that? Well, I was out talking to a man last week. I knew he was a little older. I figured he was about my age. I found out before the day was over that he was 70. And he was having a little problem shaking. And I said, is something wrong with you? And he said, well, he said, I got the feeling bad here last year. And I went to the doctor and they gave me some medication. And it turned out that the medication had done more damage to me than anything else. And so he said, I've had all kinds of problems ever since I took the medication. I said, that's why I don't go to doctors. I said, are you a born-again Christian? Oh, yes. He said, I know Jesus and I love Jesus. I said, well, I love Jesus too, and I don't trust anybody but Jesus as my doctor. Amen. I don't need nobody else. I said, I'm not going to... He said, well, when you get old like me. I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 70. I said, well, gee, I'm glad I'm not that old. I told him, I said, I'm going to be 72 in just a few days. He said, no way. I said, yes, I am. He said, you don't take any drugs or medication? I said, I ain't had a drug in 30 years. I said, I ain't been to a doctor in 30 years. He said, well, what are you going to do if you get sick? I said, I ain't going to get sick. I said, I ain't going to get sick. And I said, and number one, if something comes upon me that my wife and I cannot pray off, I've already told her, if I happen to be the one that goes down first, I said, don't you call 911. I want to die at home and go home to be with Jesus. And then after I'm hard and stiff and rigor mortis set in and y'all know I'm dead, then you can call somebody to come say, hey, Thurman just died in the minister center. You can go. Gee, he said, well, I don't have your kind of faith. I said, the reason you don't have my kind of faith is because you ain't spent enough time in the Word. I said, that's why you don't have my kind of faith. I said, I didn't have that kind of faith either till I got in the Word. But when I got in the Word, now I'm trusting the King and Him only. Nobody else. I trust God. Hebrews 10:38. Let's go to Hebrews 10:38. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now how many people do you know that draw back? Most of us. I used to always draw back. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know I was drawing back, but I was not trusting God. You know, I didn't know God was a healer. I mean, I knew he healed. I'd read the New Testament. I knew he did all these miracles, but I didn't know he did them today. And I certainly had no idea that sin's what caused my problems. But when I began to read, I found out sin was the whole thing. And now then, I know what causes it. Now then, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, we'll go through verse 6. Hebrews 1 through 6, I want to read this to you. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, you can't see faith. You can see it with your spiritual eye, not with your physical eye. You have to be able to see it from God's Word to be able to walk in it. That's the only way you can do it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, faith, the elders obtained a good report. Now, let's read a little bit about a couple of these, 3 and 4. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Isn't that something? You know, several people know that I like the cosmos. And I don't know who it is, but somebody sends me beautiful pictures of the Hubble telescope of the galaxies and things out there. And it's just amazing what God made, y'all. Isn't that Richard? He says he's beyond our imagination, isn't he? The creation, the galaxies, the stars, and everything. I can't even begin to tell you how magnificent he is, because there's no words to explain it. He is so great. And to think I can't trust him. There's something wrong with us. But anyway, he says, by faith, it says, we're framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were made not, they were not made of things which do appear. In other words, it could be nothing here, and Jesus could speak, and something could appear right there in front of you. He can make something out of nothing. All he's got to do is say it, and it happens. And did you know he supposedly put that power in us? But almost nobody believes it. So we go around saying, oh, woe is me. I'm so broke. You know, I have all kinds of problems. I can't do that. Would you come and teach a class for me sometime? What? I could never teach a class for you. I couldn't do that. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you an idea how God started me out on this. I was out with a group of Baptist men, and we went out to a church camp deal over a Friday and a Saturday, and we're doing all kinds of strange things. I'd never seen anything like this. And we're down in a class, and a guy does a 15-minute teaching on something, and I'm thinking, oh, man, I hope they don't ask me to do anything like that. I said, they would never ask me to do something like it, because I usually take 4 or 5 hours to learn how to teach a 15-minute Sunday school class, so I could never do that. So we're running upstairs to another room. They said, okay, class dismissed, now let's go up to room 3B upstairs. So we go running up the stairs, and I hit the bottom of the stairs on the third floor, and a guy walks up and says, when we get to the top of the stairs, it's your turn, 15 minutes on this subject. I'd like to die. What? What? He said, you can do it. Oh, God. That was the longest 3 flights of stairs I ever walked up in my life, Tom. I'm thinking, what am I going to do when I get here? I mean, I'm not even a Sunday school teacher yet, really. I'm just getting started, and I know nothing about the Bible. You talk about, God knows how to put you to the test. You know that? He can make you, put you in agony. But I got up there, and on the way up, I guess the best thing I did on the way up, I said, God, you know I can't do this, Lord. I got to have your help. Lord, I need wisdom. Am I praying right? Yes, I am. I don't even know it, but I'm praying right. We got up there and I did that little 15-minute teaching. It's amazing how quick it went. And everybody said when they left, hey, that was great. You done good. And I thought, thank you, Lord. You did great. Because I didn't know nothing. I was totally living in oblivion. It was amazing. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaks. Isn't that amazing? He's still speaking today, although he's dead. Verse 5 and 6. Let's see what 5 and 6 says. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Now see, now there's one of those men, when the Scripture says, Jesus says, in fact, it's several places in the Bible, at least 3 that I know of, where he says, if we obey him and do everything he says, we shall never see death. I do too. So why don't we have more people in a church that live there? We must have a lot of sin in the church, right? We must have a lot of sin because we're not able to do it. But here is one man, of course, now, as Dave pointed out to me one time in that Job 33, God says, there's only one man in 1,000 that can pray the prayer of faith for you. Is that a shame too? Job 33. It's in Job chapter 33. It's in the King James now. It's not in the NLT. Yeah, but anyway, when you read Job 33, you'll find out that God says the man that comes and prays the prayer of faith, there's only one in 1,000. Now that's not very good odds, is it? 1 in 1,000. Well, it ought to be 1 in 1. Amen. As God's children. You know, it shouldn't be one in a thousand. But he says here that because Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, do you want to please God? Oh, I want to please him. So one day when he gets through with me, I want to just be gone. Just take me away. I was just talking to Thurman, and he's not. Where'd he go? He must have went into his office. But they can't find me. A week later, they're still looking for me. And I'm gone. Is that the way you'd like to go? Yes. Yes. See, that way nobody has to pay for a funeral. You know, praise God. You know, I wouldn't have to go through all that nonsense, you know. And to me, that's got to be the craziest thing in the world when somebody dies. That if they have money. And sometimes when they don't have money. I remember a man that died. He was a good friend of mine. Him and his wife both were good friends of mine. And he died. And his mother and daddy, they wanted him to be buried in a certain cemetery down here. And it was very expensive. And they didn't have no money. But they went out on a limb some way to promise that undertaker there at that, I won't even call the name of the place, but it's a very nice one, I will have to say. And then they went out and bought a rosewood coffin that cost $10,000. And then they buried him in that place. And then when it come down to it, they went to everybody in the world they could to get money. And they still lacked $2,500, having enough money. And I stepped in and paid the last $2,500. I thought to myself, you know, I buried a wife and a daughter and a funeral for each one of them. Everything, including coffins, caskets, I mean, everything there for $5,000 apiece. So for $10,000, I buried two of my girls and bought the cemetery slots and everything for $10,000. Why would I want to spend $10,000 for a wood casket I'm going to put in the ground? It's going to rot. Do we not understand that? You know?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Faith Pleases God, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.